morning, everyone. Tuesday, July 27th, the Mary Griffith Show is underway, brought to you by Hilbing Auto Body. Remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hilbing. Looking like an Olympic diver, it's Adam Dusterhaus.
You are too kind. Is the sun in your eyes, Mary?
I was watching synchronized diving last night, and I'm like, this is not physically possible. These are robots. There's no way.
And you think I resemble that?
Yeah.
Oh, you are too kind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I can't believe you're not in the marathon representing the United States. It's kind of, but you have your duties here.
I do.
You're keeping.
I'm only one man.
He can't be in the triathlon because he's got to be here to talk about United Way Restaurant Days. I am so excited. They start tomorrow.
Yes.
You've got a full complement. So Wednesdays, whether it be lunch or dinner, sometimes it'll change.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine one time it might even be breakfast. Who knows? But
yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about this because tomorrow the Red Light Mobile Grill.
Yes.
Is up, and they're going to be parked near Quincy Medical Group.
That's right, yeah. So a lot of people are familiar with Red Light Restaurant, Bar and Grill. Used to be on the square. They are now a mobile grill. They had to move out of their location, so they're still doing what they do. I don't know if it's the full menu, but it's a lot of your favorites, and they're going to be parked in front of Quincy Medical Group tomorrow, starting from 11 a.m. all the way to 1:30 p.m. for lunch. And they've got different locations throughout the town. You actually have to check their Facebook page to see where they are. But tomorrow, for our United Way Wednesday, they will be parked in front of Quincy Medical Group. Check their Facebook page or check our Facebook page for the most up-to-date information. But that's where we know they'll be tomorrow.
Okay. So what's going to happen is put a little reminder in your calendar that every Wednesday you're going to have a chance to support the United Way and support a different locally owned restaurant. So this is fantastic.
Yeah.
So tomorrow it starts with Red Light Mobile Grill, moves to Jimmy John's on August 4th, TCBY on August 11th, Gem City Pizzeria on the 18th, Tiramisu on the 25th. Now, lunch at Tiramisu, right? That's lunch. Is it lunch and dinner?
It's all day.
Either,
it's
all day.
It's a portion of the daily sales. So if anybody's not familiar with United Way Wednesdays, it used to be called Restaurant Days. It was actually every day in August, and we spread it out throughout the entirety of the months of August through December. And once per week on Wednesdays, a different location each week will donate a portion of that day's sales back to our annual campaign here at United Way. So it's a great way for us to get exposure. It's a great way for the restaurant to get an influx of customers midweek, which is oftentimes, you know, a slower
day. A tough day for them, yeah.
And it's these restaurants, these businesses, these community members investing in Adams County through the United Way annual campaign. So it's us helping them. But, Mary, they can't help us if not for the community helping them. So you have to show up. You have to have lunch. You have to have dinner. I know it's a tough ask on some of these places, you know.
Not a tough ask on any of these places.
Not a tough ask.
For example, on September 29th, Underbrinks, you know, you can't go there at night. You know, that's a more morning occasion. So you do have to accommodate the hours that the restaurant or dining establishment is usually open.
I advise Googling their business hours. They always change. Some of them are seasonal. Underbrinks is only open until 2 p.m., whereas opposed to, you know, Jimmy John's is open until 10 p.m. So I advise just either call ahead or Google their business hours. But we're really excited. We've got 21 straight weeks of locations, Mary. We go all the way to the week before before Christmas in December. So we're really excited for a complete listing of all the locations. Go to our website, UnitedWayAdamsCo.org, and search Restaurant Days, and you can see a complete menu of all the offerings. We want to thank everyone for their participation, both from a business perspective and a customer perspective, because each and every year, you know, this isn't a you know, a big campaign, but it's really meaningful because we get some wonderful exposure each and every week. We want to thank WGM for their media sponsorship and everybody that patronizes and supports these wonderful businesses that support us.
Okay. So, again, it's a great chance to do two things. Support the United Way and support a locally owned business. And you'll often find them when you go to Restaurant Days. They'll be wearing their United Way shirts that show that they support the United Way. United Way Wednesday, starting tomorrow, with the Red Light Mobile Grill in front of Quincy Medical Group from 11 until 1:30. Well, I can't believe it. We're already here for the United Way campaign kickoff, Thursday, August 12th at 5 p.m. Where did the last year go? It just flew by.
It did fly by, yeah. Well, we did a lot this past
year.
We helped a lot of people, and you know, we're finally coming out of restrictions, and there's still, you know, people hurting, and we want people to know that there are still people that need our help. You know, these partners that we invest in, 19 partner agencies that we invest in, they're busy out there doing the services and programs that are vital to the success of the community as a whole. And what we can do as an organization, as an agency, Mary, is we can fundraise for them. Fundraising is difficult. You know this. You've been part of our loan executive team.
I have been.
You've been attached to many causes and concerns here in the area. You know, take, for example, Horizons, you know, doing an influx. They had twice as many people come through their doors this past year.
Oh, yeah. They were, I mean, and then they had to move to a mobile kind of handout thing.
Mobile handouts.
And they were doing... Sarah Stevens was just on because they've got their Moonlight Ride for Hunger coming up this coming Saturday. And she said, you know, they did things they really didn't think they could do, but they did them. And they were able to feed, literally, they did put out hundreds of thousands of meals.
Yeah.
And because of that, you know, people were able, especially in the early going. Right now, you know, we kind of have, we've had some COVID check relief, and there's some more coming for parents of young children to maybe help with daycare and stuff. But right in the very beginning, that's when the United Way, I mean, within minutes almost, you sprung into action and said, we're gonna do this. We're going to make sure this happens. We're going to support our member agencies. And because you were a trusted partner already, the government that had money that they wanted to deliver, but how was the government going to deliver
how
it?
Just
you know,
that? Yeah.
Yeah, the United
the business,
Way.
We had the model in place through our unmet needs committee that was set up during the flood of '93. So they had a vetted and trusted business model already in place, and they went into action. You know, that first week that restrictions really came down and the governor shut down a lot of things, a lot of people were hurting, and United Way was there for them. You know, so I think a lot of people got that in our community. You know, our friends and neighbors in Adams County, Mary, they find a way to step up, and we're hoping that they know that United Way is there for them year after year, regardless of the situation. So we want them to know that we are there for them, but we can't do what we do if not for the community's investment. So that's why we do this annual campaign. We don't do it because it's easy. We do it because it's worth it. And each and every year, yes, it comes on us really quick. It's hard to believe that it's here already. Our campaign kickoff starts off in a couple weeks on Thursday, August 12th.
Now, where will that be? Is that going to be like a virtual thing again?
No, it's going to be in person this year. It's going to be at one special event venue.
Oh, that's right.
We're really excited to see people actually in person this year. We're going to have some speakers. We're going to have the debut of our campaign video. Social hour starts at 5 p.m., and the program starts at 6 p.m., and anybody's invited. We want anybody to come. You can actually purchase tickets. They're $20 a piece, and you can purchase them online on our website, UnitedWayAdamsCO.org. Just hit the top button that says 2021 Annual Campaign Kickoff, and it'll take you right to the site to purchase them. But we want everyone to know, all of our listeners to know, that they are invited to come listen in on what the things that we've done, things that we plan on doing, and looking towards the future. So we're really excited to celebrate in person, see people actually in person this year. And, it's going to be Thursday, August 12th, starting at 5 p.m. that night.
Okay. The next thing that's coming up is a few days after that, the American Red Cross is hosting a blood drive at the United Way office. And again, you don't have to be involved in the United Way to give blood. Just Tuesday, August 17th from 10 to 3, just stop by the United Way office, which is there at 9th and Broadway. Mm-hmm. And this is another agency that United Way helps. So this is a symbiotic relationship. And right now they're experiencing a real shortage of blood. It's really time for those who maybe have delayed giving blood during the COVID pandemic. You know, if you're vaccinated, if you're ready to go, roll up your sleeve.
Yeah, this is, you're right. They just announced, I think it was last week or the week before, that there's a national shortage. That happens more often than we would like, you know, and more often than they would like, I'm sure, too. American Red Cross is one of our partner agencies. We invest in their blood services program. And, you know, this is a vital service that is essential to, you know, the health and safety of a community. You know, it's not just, don't think that it can't happen to you, that you won't lose half your blood because in an accident or situation, you know, because it does happen to people. And, And so, you know, what we can do as an organization is we can tap into our vast network of volunteers, board members, sponsors, supporters in general, and we can ask them to roll up their sleeve, like you just got done saying earlier, and, you know, do what they can. So they're looking for, let's see, they want at least 30 signups that day, and they'd like to collect at least 23 units, which is a bag, one person, one unit.
Right.
So that's, I think, doable.
Absolutely.
But it comes down to awareness. It comes down to getting the word out, and I know that you here at WTAD, Mary, will help us get the word out. So.
We'll be promoting it, and all you have to do is call 1-800-RED-CROSS, make an appointment, and that way, you know, you don't have to wait, although the wait is not, you know, that arduous or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But mark your calendar Tuesday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. there at the United Way office at 936 Broadway. It's kind of in the back. You know,
it's in back of Subway. That's
yeah, it doesn't.
Like to...
Yeah, back of Subway. It doesn't face Broadway, although their address is 936 Broadway.
That's
you
right.
have to go around the back, so that's okay. One thing that is always fun is whenever the United Way has a booth at the Quincy Gems, and this Friday night, United Way staff and volunteers will be raffling off 50-50 tickets to support the annual campaign.
That's right.
Game time, of course, first pitch is 6:35, but the gates open at 5:30 with the J&J's catering. It's a good idea to go. And my husband and I worked this a couple of years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years
That's right,
ago
you
now.
Did.
Yeah, Greg, you know, Greg's very shy, but he can sell raffle tickets. So it just goes to show there's a volunteer opportunity for everybody if you can find what their comfort zone is. And my husband's comfort zone is 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter. That's his comfort zone. My comfort zone is 10 miles by 10 miles. But so we had a lot of fun with that. So all you have to do is when you go to the Gems game, buy a 50-50 raffle ticket.
We're looking for a wonderful Friday evening at the Quincy Gems. Baseball's back. You know, we're like I said earlier, we're able to meet in person. So this is a fun way for people to see our staff and volunteers out there and also possibly win half of the pool that night. So all proceeds are going to go towards our annual campaign, which I just got done explaining. It kicks off in a couple weeks. And so this Friday, July 30th, gates open at 5:30, game starts at 6:35 p.m., and we're excited to see people in person. Look for us. We'll be in our Live United T-shirts, and we'll be selling shirts. We've got some prizes. I think I'll throw some T-shirts in the stands. They're soft. They won't hit anybody. Yeah.
Are you just doing it by hand, or you got a big shotgun?
I've got a slingshot. But the thing is, I went a little much on it. It's supposed to cover the field of a football field, the distance of a football field. So I don't think I need that much power.
So if you stand outside of QU Stadium,
maybe I'll just throw them.
You will possibly get.
I won't be asked
t-shirt.
Back to the Quincy Gems game if I use
that
thing. Yeah,
if you're walking down Bill Klingner Trail that night and you're hitting the head with a Live United T-shirt,
That's funny.
Adam got a little crazy
That's
with the slingshot.
Yeah. So join us this Friday, July 30th. Like I said, gates open at 5:30. We'll be there with our Live United shirts on, and we'll be there. If you're familiar with the Gym Stadium, typically we sell raffle tickets right there where you walk in, but we'll be walking around the crowd until at least 7:30, 8
right.
p.m. that night. Weather forecast looks good. Come out and enjoy the Quincy Gyms and support the United Way.
You got to have a lot of people to accost them right when they come in. When there's a big rush, you got to have a lot of people
That's
selling
right.
50-50 tickets.
That's right.
Okay. Good-looking girls in very tight United Way T-shirts would help raise the 50-50 pool. I'm just telling you.
Oh, okay. I'll look into that.
Or, you know, perhaps if you want to, you know, rip your T-shirt.
Oh, my goodness,
Adam,
Mary. A little early.
I don't want to put you out there on the block like a piece of meat. Okay.
Okay.
Remember now, folks, Thursday, August 12th, starting at 5 at one special event venue. Tickets are $20. You can purchase that online for the United Way kickoff. Tuesday, August 17th, blood drive from 10 to 3 at the United Way office. And starting tomorrow, restaurant days, Wednesdays for United Way. Tomorrow, the Red Light Mobile Grill at Quincy Medical Group from 11 to 1:30. And then the next week, it's Jimmy John's, both locations at 18th and 45th and Broadway. Adam, anything else for the good of the cause?
Oh, we just appreciate the hard work that you put into promoting our events, Mary. It's really great of you to, you know, help not just our agency, but all the nonprofits and other for-profit agencies. So thank you for what you do here at WTAD.
Thank you very much for what you do. Are you involved with this new Quincy Park? Well, they're not new. You're involved with the Quincy Park Foundation, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll probably have to come back and talk about
That's
that.
A different subject.
I understand.
Don't mix the two.
Well,
yeah.
But you're getting paid to tell, you know, yes, we don't want to mix your hats. If Adam's boss is listening, I brought it up, not Adam. We love you. We'll be back. As you think I've got a crush on Adam Dusterhouse, nothing. like the harassment and crush I'm going to give to Leon Obert. So you're off the hook. Adam,
oh,
you're
thank
safe.
Goodness. Thank goodness.
You're safe. Trust me. You're just my warm-up to,
oh, okay.
to total crush on Leon Obert. He's next, talking about the Adams County Fair. On the fiddle there, sawing on the strings. Who knew that he accompanied Alison Krauss on her whirlwind worldwide tour? There's somebody you ought to get to the Adams County Fair. Alison Krauss.
There you go, Mary.
There you go. But I tell you what, you can't beat the fair lineup you've got this week.
Absolutely. We've got an awesome group coming on Saturday night, of course. Aaron Tiffin, Sammy Kershaw, and Colin Ray will be performing on the big stage in front of the big grandstand, Mary, on Saturday evening here at the Adams County Fair.
Now, this is such a bargain because once you pay admission to the Adams County Fair and you go out as early in the day as you want, you can enjoy everything on the fairgrounds for one admission price. And there is no charge to get into this concert. If you want upgraded seating, there's a charge, but you can sit in the grandstand and enjoy that level of concert with your admission to the fair.
That is correct, Mary, and I'll let everyone in on a little secret. If
Uh-oh.
You get there before 3 on Saturday, it's only $10 to get into the gate. And after 3, it will raise to $15. But, again, quite a bargain. And, of course, kids 12 and under are free each and every day to the fair. So track seat tickets, of course, are $10 additional. And I do believe the seating side is completely sold out,
Mary. I was going to think, surely the seating is sold out.
Yes,
I think that probably sold out very quickly. There is a standing room only side that has bar privileges.
That's right, refreshments. And that's more for the adults, of course, not small
only
children.
Only for
but,
the adults. What do you mean more?
Yes. That'll also be $10 to get in that side. But there's no seating that side, and it's unlimited. $10 will get you into that side all night long on that side of the main grandstand, track seat side.
Okay. Well, let's kind of go back now and do chronological order. And you're going to have to help me. When we get to Thursday, Denise Donnelly sent me something about a pony poll, and I couldn't understand. I mean, you'll just have to explain what all
that,
this means.
That'll be fine.
Because I have no idea what pulling on percentage, pull between ropes, no heading, and Calcutta of teams means. So, yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. I don't have My Little Pony, but if I did, I definitely would want to put my pony in this bowl. But anyway, what's happening Wednesday? That's when the Queens
Well, I'll tell you what. What's happening this morning
this
is
morning.
All the 4-H'ers are up there with all their projects, so everything is kind of going on already. The carnival is setting up right now. They were setting up last evening. Tomorrow, of course, gets underway. The actual Adams County Fair will start tomorrow at the main grandstand, of course, Miss Adams County, the sweetheart of Adams County. A little Mr. and Miss will all be going on there tomorrow evening at the main grandstand stage. And, of course, the $10 will get you into the grandstand with no extra fees anywhere. Of course, all the great fair food and everything will be going on tomorrow evening. Starting off, it's going to be spectacular. The weather, of course, is going to be warm, Mary, as we see. But it is summertime. It is fair. But I will assure you, folks, there's always a breeze up at the fairgrounds. We've got lots of great shade trees, a lot of extra seating throughout the grounds to set. So you can stay spread out, get that fresh air that everyone, of course, has been lacking and needing.
This is a comeback year for the Adams County Fair. And there's always, you know, fans. And you keep, like you said, natural air movement, a lot of fans in the barns and stuff because they've got to keep the animals cool, a lot of natural, you know, artificial air movement with fans.
Oh, yeah, and artificial. I mean, real
and,
smells. No artificial smells.
No
Mary.
Artificial
all
smells.
Real
all
smells.
Real smells. And if you are an expectant mother or a nursing mother or a mother of a toddler, they have a special respite area for moms this year that is air conditioned.
Yes.
And that has been needed for a long time. And so, ladies, if you need a place to nurse or if you want to just calm your toddler down, you know, you can step into that air-conditioned area. It is for mothers only, so we don't want to see Leon hanging around there, you know, trying to cheat Mother Nature.
Yes, it's definitely for mothers and, of course, young mothers that are nursing their babies and needing to change their babies.
I'm bringing up my cabbage
doll.
It is
a nice area,
know.
But it's not overly large, so
right.
We hope everyone will respect it and use it as needed
as needed.
Keep moving through it as quick as they can so everyone else has an opportunity to use it if need to be. But that's right across from the big family fun area, so lots going on in that area, of course, Mary. That's always free to the children. There's a petting zoo. There's going to be a gentleman there explaining all kinds of farming things and having lots of games. And I couldn't help but notice last night he's setting up and he's got this, what I thought was a live rooster in a cage. And then when I got closer, I realized it was just
a mechanical.
Yeah, so it's going to be really cool. So I don't know what to expect from that. He's new to the fair this year, so he's supposed to be a lot of ag-related things going
on. Well, that's great.
Oh, absolutely.
Some of these city kids don't have any concept or clue.
Absolutely.
And when they walk through, they don't know. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about taking your children to the Adams County Fair. The carnival is great. The family fun area is great.
Oh, it's wonderful.
But walk them through the pig barn. All pigs don't look alike. Walk them through the bunny barn.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's how many different varieties of rabbits are there? Because you used to raise rabbits before.
Well, I think there's probably going to be about 16 different breeds of rabbits in the barn. And I heard it might be the last year for the Hoto breed. The Hoto breed. So,
what's happening to the Hotos?
The boys and girls don't like each other anymore?
The gentleman
that's actually raising the Hotos and has for a number of years said he's going to need to be cutting back because he's got over 100 rabbits up there this year, and Chris always has been a showing since the early 80s, not as long as the Oberts, of course, but the Hotos. So make sure you go into the barn and see the Hotos, and also the largest rabbit in the barn. We don't know which one that's going to be yet, but it'll be on display all week as well, and there's always a Bugs Bunny hanging on the outside of the barn as well, so that's always fun. The kids like to see Bugs Bunny. You know, they think a rabbit, they automatically think either the Easter Bunny or Bugs Bunny, so...
But if somebody wants to get into the rabbit business, maybe you can be the next Hoto breeder.
Oh,
you know?
I hope so. And I heard the Hotos, he's going to be having quite a special on them. So I think that's just a cool breed. I'm not even going to tell you what it looks like.
Yeah, I was going to say you have to
go find out what the Hoto actually looks like.
Find out what it looks like. Okay. So Wednesday night, Wednesday the fair opens. Wednesday night is the Queen contest. And then what's happening Thursday?
Well, Thursday, of course, is kind of the Adams County salute to the veterans. And talking about the veterans, your veterans are going to get in free with their identification at the gate that night. Of course, it's the big Bronco riding at the grandstand, the bareback. So that's always a crowd pleaser. But we do want the veterans to come up there. Of course, the veterans, we always salute our veterans. We are going to actually have an area set up for veterans this year, actually to help showcase maybe the American Legion and some of those booths. And Farm and Home has decided to help sponsor that, so I'm grateful for that. But we're going to get that set up, and Les with the American Legion is trying to help me get that all lined up. But if there's any group out there that still wants to get involved, a veterans group, wants a table area, I've got plenty of space, and I can make that happen. So just contact me at Leon Obert, and we'll get you all set up there for that. But
I hope Richard Elson Peter has contacted you. He's really big in supporting the veterans.
And I would love to have any of those groups.
Yeah.
We've got plenty of space. We want to make it a great place.
So, but, Richard, if you're listening, call Leon.
You know, that's going to be Thursday. Of course, I think the pony poll up there at the horse arena is going on Thursday.
Okay, now explain this to me. How does this work? Because I know what a draft horse pull is. What is a pony pole?
It's very similar. They have a little sled where they put concrete blocks on it, and they pole these little teams of ponies.
So there's teams of ponies.
Yeah, and they're little ponies. They're really cool. I mean, they're just so cool, and it's amazing how strong they are. It's awesome. I mean, last year,
I think $3,000 prize money.
Yeah, I think last year they had like 26 teams. Oh, like 2 years ago, of course, Mary.
Right.
26 teams. So
$3,000 prize money. What does it mean, no heading?
No heading?
Yeah.
I believe it's supposed to be no hitting, but I don't know if it's maybe...
No heading.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm not
Does that
exactly
mean you're, they're
sure.
not? I don't know. See, I don't know anything about... I mean, I've seen the big the big Clydesdales. But anyway, the judge's call is final, and it's a Calcutta.
Right.
So I don't know what that means, but I guess that's how they describe who's pulling against whomever.
You just get a hold of the Frasers up there. They'll get you all straightened out on that, Mary. I'm not exactly sure what that actually means, but it'll
Frasier
be a good time.
Is supporting it from Wiffle Hybrid. So, and again, that's kind of a fun thing to take the
absolutely.
Kids to, and that's at 6:30.
Yep.
Now, that will be, where will that be? Will that up be in the horse barn
That'll
area?
That'll be up in the horse arena
area.
Yeah,
horse arena area
is
great.
Up on the north side of the fairgrounds.
Okay. Before we get to Friday, we're going to take a break. Anything else on Thursday you want to highlight? When does the carnival open? And when
are
armbands?
The armbands are specials all week. The carnival armbands, I believe, are all different prices throughout the week. So you just need to go to our site and actually check that out, Mary. All kinds of great specials there, though.
There is really so much going on at the Adams County Fair. Thank goodness that you can go to the website, Adams County Fair. Is it AdamsCO Fair?
Yes, AdamsFair.org. Yes.
AdamsFair.org.
Yep. AdamsFair.org.
Leon's sticking around. We'll ask Leon. I thought you retired. Are you on the board still?
I'm not actually on the board, but you know what? I'll never give up the fair, and if they need a little help here and there, I'm definitely here to do that.
Sounds to me like you're working just as much or just as hard as when you were on the board.
I do believe that may be true,
Well, that
Mary.
Just goes to show the board bosses people around, but it's the good volunteers like you.
They all still appreciate me and love me, so
well,
I'm a good
shape. Why wouldn't
there.
They? Altor for Caterpillar brings you this report. We're headed up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. It's 15 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. Country music here from Talk Radio 930 WTAD. And, of course, Leon Obert is here. And Leon has, well, you were darn near born at the Adams County Fair, I think. You've gone to the Adams County Fair every single day of your life, and you're still very actively involved as a volunteer. A lot of people like to go up on Wednesdays and Thursdays, lots of great activities. Crowds are a little bit lower. Good time to walk through all the livestock barns. Good time to get to the carnival, maybe when it's not so crowded. But, of course, Friday, Saturday, that's when the Adams County Fair really comes alive. What's happening Friday?
I'll tell you what, Mary, I don't even know where to start with Friday. We got the Society Open Youth Horse Show. We've got sheep judging going on. We got the old-time exhibit in full swing with their sawing and threshing and all the neat things they have to offer and see. We've got a watermelon feed hospitality tent that's sponsored by the Republican Party. We've got, of course, the Ready, Set, Grow in the Family Fun Zone. Again, that's that ag educational thing. It's all new this year, so that's going to be really cool. We got the karaoke contest, and if you win it at Adams County, then you compete over at the State Fair. So that's going on. I just go on and go on. And, of course, you know, all the excitement, all the things people come out for Friday night. I always feel like Friday night's like a big family night. Dad gets paid. Mom gets paid. The money, you know, isn't quite the problem that night. And it's bull riding night. I mean, all the kids wear their little cowboy hats or cowboy boots. You know, they sit there and the entertainment of the clown and the rodeo, the clown, he's always entertaining. Just such a family fun Friday night. I always feel it's family night. I really do truly feel that
Why
way.
Do the bulls always sit down in guacamole before they go out there?
I just don't really know. But,
they've always got guacamole all over their backs.
We've got to have that. I mean, that's it. I mean, you know,
that's
crazy.
That's exciting, yeah.
Oh, it's exciting, and it's always fun. So that'll be at the main grandstand. And, of course, that's sponsored by Little Jess, Jeep, Eagle, Ram, and we have a lot of other great sponsors through the fair, but bring the kids out Friday night. You know, like Mary said, you know, come out and preview the fair on Wednesday and Thursday. It's not quite so crowded. Check out all those barns. I want you to be a part of the fair all week long, folks. And it's not too late to actually enter something in the fair. And you can enter something up till 8 o'clock this evening. You'll actually get an exhibitor's pass for $30. That gets you into the fair each and every night for $30. All you have to do is cook some cookies, or maybe you got some artwork, or you got a nice photo. There's a photo section in the book where you can actually enter a photo, and flowers in your garden, vegetables, fruits. I mean, you know, if you don't have no fruits in your yard, maybe you can grab some out of your neighbor's yard. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, enter. And in the kids' educational department, there doesn't cost anything to enter that. And there's even a coloring contest for the little ones, I think up through the eighth grade, and there's prize money for that. And you can get that coloring sheet right off our site. Just go to our site and download that and print it off. But
AdamsFair.org.
You know, get involved. Get involved with the fair.
Okay.
Be a part of it.
Saturday, we mentioned the big country music concert, but what's happening during the daytime?
Oh, we got the sand volleyball thing going on. Of course, the old timers have all that. We have the Western Horse Show going on. We got baby contest going on, you know, bags tournament going on, sawing and threshing, the corn feed in the hospitality tent.
Now, who's putting on the corn feed?
You know, I think Chuck Venverlo is involved with that corn feed this year at the hospitality tent. So all that will be going on. And, you know, again, we've got teen dance each and every night, Mary. We've got the big performance. We've got Blacktop South opening up the big performance. We'll have the American Legion there to help raise the flag and do all that great ceremony that we always do. So that's such an awesome ceremony that we do before the big show. And, of course, Blacktop South will move over to the beer garden that night. And the beer garden's kind of been redone. We got a beautiful sidewalk leading up to it. I mean, and it's just all kinds of great things that happened this past year. A lot of things that you can't see, some drainage tile and stuff in the parking areas and stuff to help move the water out in case we get a downpour. A lot of good things have went on up there, and you know, we're just excited to be back. We're excited to be back as part of the fair, and we definitely want everybody to follow some safety and, you know, be.
You're going to have more hand sanitizing stations.
Oh, absolutely.
From what I understand.
We are trying to put them throughout the entire fairgrounds, right. And we want you to use them there. And we're going to have hand sanitizer available at a very low cost. If you need a bottle for your diaper bag or whatever, we're going to be selling that as well. So. You know, we're going to do our best, folks, and we expect you to do your best. You know, we're in this together, and we want this to be a great time for the community, and we want to be safe, and we want you to be safe as well. But
and the weather's going to cooperate on the weekend. It really isn't going to be beastly
hot. I think it's going to be great.
So what happens Sunday at the Adams County Fair?
Well, Sunday, of course, is another big day at the fair. Of course, it's the first day of our big tractor pull kind of gets kicked off on Sunday in the main grandstand that evening, but all kinds of things are going on. We've got the ham and bean dinner. Of course, a lot of stuff going on, again, up at the horse area. We've got armband discount on that day as well. So there's just tons of stuff going on Sunday, too, and all the kinds of fun things in the Family Fun Zone throughout the entire fair. And
that Family Fun Zone is phenomenal.
Oh,
like
it
you
is.
Said, it's absolutely free of charge.
It's fun. You can feed the animals. The kids can buy a little ice cream cone full of food and feed the goats and all the and they do. Chris and them do such a great job with that. They've got so many unique animals. You know, my fun time was a couple years ago. They had a wallaby, and the ag tent was right across from them. Well, every day they'd come over to the office, Milton would, and say someone's broke into our tent, and I would always say, well, what's missing? Well, nothing's missing, but someone's been in there. And the next day, they would come back and say, and I said, well, what's missing? Nothing's missing. And I said, well, then what are you worrying about it for? Well, then a couple days later, I asked the lady at the petting zoo, I said, do you have any idea what's going on over here? Because they keep saying somebody's in there at night moving stuff around. And she said, I got to confess, Leon. She said, I don't know where to put the wallaby at night so you don't get out. And since that's so caged in over there, she said, I put the wallaby in there. And it was just so fun. Fun to tell him the wallaby's once been moving this stuff around.
That was great to go back and report on that.
It was nice.
Of course, the fair's not over when Sunday comes. You've got the big tractor pull, and that's a perfect day for it. And then it continues on.
Oh, Monday, we got the rest of the big tractor pull going on, and of course Tuesday's always the demolition derby, Mary. You know, where all the banging and excitement.
I can't go to the fair on Tuesdays because I'm afraid they'll take my car, my old POS from the parking lot, and put it in the demolition.
Well, I tell you
derby.
What, I've been told that old used cars are selling very high, so this might be the time. Of course, you'd have to replace, and that would cost you some money as well. But I'm sure you could just give it to your husband. He could figure out a way to demo.
Oh, he has a brand new pickup truck.
Oh,
he doesn't need my old car.
There you go.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, the day I get rid of that car, I think I should just save it and enter it in the demolition derby.
And you drive it. I mean, how cool would that be? That would be.
I'm good at running into things.
You know how good that would be on social media just to put Mary Griffin, the star of WTAD Radio, about ready to take off out here in the pit at the Adams County Fair? I mean, that would be just such a great time. And, folks, I can't tell you enough. There's so much going on up at the fair. And we want you to be a part of it.
Talk a little bit more about the carnival, because I know a lot, again, what I always tell people that have got kids, take them up for the carnival, but make sure you allow extra time before and after to go through the show barns and to see those animals. But is this a new vendor for the carnival? Because last year, of course, that was a tough year for carnival people.
Yes.
Because some of them went out of business almost.
And our carnival that has been with us probably for at least 20 to 25 years, as long as I can actually almost remember, the Beauty of America, but they bought some of their rides from them at that time. But they have decided to exit the carnival business. Mm. And their family, of course, has ties to Quincy, with Quincy College, now Quincy University. But however, they've kind of passed it on to their cousins.
Oh, okay.
So they're actually, Mary and I think a couple of them are going to, Teresa, I think are going to accommodate them by being there at the fair to make sure things get set up kind of the way we've normally had it. So I don't know that you're going to see a lot of changes, but I will tell you, Mary, I really, really like their Ferris wheel. It is like a canopy covered type Ferris wheel, and it really looked, and I haven't seen it lit up, but it's new. So you're going to see some new rides. It is a different carnival,
good.
But we're going to still have family involvement from the previous carnivals to make sure they understand how the Quincy community and the Adams County community expect our carnival to be handled. And I don't think you're going to see any issues like that. So,
okay, fantastic.
But excitement of just a few new rides and stuff coming up there and a few new games. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a win-win for the entire community and county.
It's a win for everybody. The Adams County Fair opens up on Wednesday, the Queen Contest that night. Don't forget the big entertainment is on Saturday night with the Boots and Roots Tour. And again, once you get on the fairgrounds, everything else that you go to is just part of the fairground admission. So go to adamsfair.org, adamsfair.org, and find out everything that's going on. Leon Obert, glad to see you back as a spokesperson for the Adams County Fair. Even though you're not a board member anymore, you're still a trusted volunteer. Folks, go up. Again, this is a celebration of what makes our community great, which is agriculture. So do not miss it. Do not miss the chance to let your children know, you know, what a cow looks like and what a pig looks like, and you can pet a goat.
Absolutely. And Mary, thank you and WTAD and all your sister stations for being a part of our great fair and being a part of our great community. You do a fantastic job, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you.